Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
When it comes to God, we don't measure. We do it. There's a standard. Are you listening? There's a standard. You know, I was talking about something in Petra yesterday, and I was interfacing with three of our ladies here who are students there. We're trying to do some work. And I told them we wanted to get two lights to add somewhere in church. So one or two of them said the light is not fine. I said, no problem. They should choose the one that is fine. Then somebody now said, there's no need for these expenses. I said, Tom, the advising pastor. Pastor is spending too much. Oh. But you see, that's not the point. The person is being sincere. So I said to the person, and I said to all of them, I said, that's why it's hard for pastors to allow people to make a choice. Most times, pastors do what is in their heart. Because if you say, church, what color of light should be by? What kind of light? If you want this type, raise your hand. In fact, some will be like, I don't want the two, sir. It's a particular one I want. So we do it as we are led. That's why we say in church, it is kingdom, not democracy. And we have proven to you over and over that nobody is practicing democracy. Not even Trump. Of course, you know Trump is a kingdom. Talk less of UK. If you follow democracy, if demons are flowing through people, you don't do it for them. For instance, if Trump were to practice democracy, men should be marrying men. The last person that tried it, he established men marrying men and women marrying women. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And if you look at it deeply, he didn't even practice democracy because he had things too he wanted. Kenya did not want gayism, he tried to enforce it on them. Nigeria did not want, he tried to enforce it on them. Is that not kingdom? That's kingdom. Are you here tonight? So people always have their own desires they want to see. That's why nobody can practice democracy. So I told them, I said, but this is the point. A little bit extra you have to do to be excellent. There's something a little bit extra you have to do to stand excellent. What people are saying is not necessary. It's what excellent people do to be called excellent. And that thing, you know, no get used for there. As long as they work, it is okay. You don't need to waste 5,000 to do that thing. That 5,000, if you chop it up. So you see, that thing we do with the extra 5,000 is what makes people call us what excellent. An excellent person, a lot of times they mistake them for perfectionists. You are cutting flower, then there's one strand standing somewhere that you miss to cut. An excellent man will say, come back and cut this one. I say, sir, it's just that one. Another person says, it's just that one, leave that one. Use knife cutter. Say, no, come and cut it, let it in blend. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's how excellent people think. They want to enter church and they see that their shoe is dirty. Just one part, one dot, boop, and they're about to lead worship. They'll be like, Kai, who has rag? I'll say, what do you want to clean? See what I want to clean. I'm not even seeing any dirt here. What is there? But an excellent person will say, let me clean that thing and what? Excellent people will wake up by 12 midnight when they bring light to iron their cloth for service. People who are not excellent will say, God does not look at the physical. He looks at the heart. As long as I came to church with rumpled cloth, it does not matter. I'm better than people that did not come. Now, it's not that you are not better, but if God gave you an opportunity to iron, why not wake up and what? Iron. Why choose sleep? Those days on campus, when they were bringing light, we don't used to know. Anytime they bring, you see people trying to do everything they can do. As they just bring, although I'm not sure it's everybody, but some of us, immediately they bring light, we'll start ironing for the whole week, Monday, Tuesday, till Nepa take light, we're ironing Wednesday, Saturday, what will I wear to fellowship? This, okay, this one. That's why you see us those days on campus, every day ghetto is standing straight. Why? Because any slight opportunity, an excellent man will leave the camp, his house, go to the campus, go and what? Iron. Come back, trek back, bath, wear the cloth, and go back to school for lecture. We did that several times because on campus there's always light. Are you all listening? So just learn to do that a little bit extra so that you stand what? Excellent. Are you here tonight? So we'll get it done. Tell somebody we'll get it done. All our problems will get it done. Yeah. I just have a very short meeting with the leaders and we'll make sure that everything is in place. Amen. And we'll still build what we want to build. Amen. There's no poverty in my head. No poverty around my life. I don't think poverty. I'm excellent by nature. I have an excellent spirit. Yes. I can kill money to be excellent. And it's worth it for the kingdom. Think about Solomon. Before he finished, the friends of God said, "This is my place." God sponsors excellence. Excellence is beautiful. I'm not talking about being materialistic. If you are doing it, and I think what differentiates it from excellence is the motive. If you are doing it to impress people, it's wrong. But if you are doing it for the glory of the Lord, it is always right. Are we together? So Solomon was excellent for God. And that's why God, before everything was done, his presence was in the temple. Are we together? So I was speaking about obedience flows from what? The love of God. And I said the subset is what? Your love for God also, isn't it? So I began reading that love has been perfected among us in this that we may have what? Boldness. How the love has been perfected among us is that we may have boldness. Meaning, if you are not bold, the love of God has not worked upon you. If you are bold, the love of God has worked upon you. Now, look at your neighbor and say, "Do you have boldness?" Timid people don't know the love of God. God's love makes you bold. It destroys low self-esteem. You can't have low self-esteem and walk in the love of God. Amen? Amen. The Lord will give you a lot of money. You have your own house. You have AC. Losers don't like to say amen to this prayer. They never believe God will give them money. Now, so the Lord will give you your house. You have AC. You have plenty money. You buy car. You are not saying amen. You have seen God finish. You are thinking of your problem when they are declaring. I said the Lord will give you plenty money. You buy house. More like, that one is not for me, oh prophet. I know what I'm going through. How he will give you, you have no clue. The best of you is what you are doing. But if the divine steps into what you are doing now, it will blow the roof off your head. That's why be not weary in well doing. Be not weary. Have the faith of Father Abraham. Are you here tonight? Have the faith. And you see, there's a connection between faith and obedience. I'm talking about obedience, but there's a connection. Father Abraham didn't just stand up to any other mountain. God told him to go to a particular mountain. Faith, you can't have faith without direction. Direction comes from the word of, from God, from God's word. He gives you a direction so that your faith is with magnitude and what? Direction. He told Abraham, go to a particular mountain, not just to any other mountain. Isn't it? And when he went to that mountain, there was provision there. Now, God didn't want him to kill Isaac, of course. He wanted to know his motive, his heart. And when he got there, there was a ram waiting for him. God said, no, I already had this thing figured out. But if he was not at that mountain, will he find that ram? Huh? Possible. So if you are having faith for God and disobeying God, it's more like magnitude and no direction. That's what the Bible says to us, more detailed in the book of 1 John, or in the book of John rather, is that if you pray, I think it's 1 John, if you pray, firstly I said in Matthew that when you ask, you shall what? Receive. Then he said if you pray according to the will of God, you see that now? Somewhere he now said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then whatsoever you what? You shall what? Because now you have the will of God on your inside. Because the Bible says, be not conformed to the sins of the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you can what? Prove the things that are what? Good, acceptable, and perfect. So the word of God renews your mind so that you know the will of God. And when you know the will of God, you can act properly in faith. No wonder Blessed Kenneth Hagin said, faith begins where the will of God is established. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You got to know, and that's why you have to be spirit-led. You have to be spirit-led. You don't just stand up haphazardly and you're having faith for something when God has not led you there. Father, in the name of Jesus, give me provision for Lagos. House rent for Lagos. Is God leading you to Lagos? If he's not, you're on your own. Father, in the name of Jesus, give me house for Abuja. Give me money for her. As I enter Abuja, I take over. You are taking over where they did not send you. People love to see me. People say I fit Abuja. They say my preaching fits Abuja. There's nothing I've not heard of. And when they are done talking, they say, when are you coming? And I will tell them the truth. What is the truth? I don't know. Say, but you say, God has spoken. I say, yes. God doesn't only tell you that, hey, prophet, it's time for Abuja. He tells you when to go there. He tells you. Even though it's time, then he tells you, okay, now let's move. I am too careful because I know the city. You don't enter there anyhow. I've been there. And of course, because I know that it's not of my own that I become successful, I can't make that mistake. Does God want us there? Yes. Do I know when? No. Someone called me and said, sir, please tell me, when are you coming? I said, well, I want to be back. I said, yeah, you're already part of us, just be joining us. I said, sir, plus, when are you coming? I did not even highlight the question. I just talk about other things and still forgot that. I can't be under pressure. Nobody can put me under pressure. So I said to someone one time, I said, you see, when I'm ready to come to Abuja, I will not wait for any offering to be raised. I'll just tell my wife that we'll see in 1 week. I'll just go there, I'll start praying. Even if there's no money, I'll just be praying. Anywhere I like hall, if this is available, I'll enter there and start praying. If they push me to, I'll enter again. Everything we need, I told her, we'll do it in that 1 week. It's not today with Isaiah 7. God, we know he always shows up. If you have been with us for a while, some of you are top leaders. You know what we're talking about. When we wanted to enter our first venue, Tito, he did to the... We went there, we did not pay the full rent. We paid 600,000. That time, 600,000 was big money. If we pay 600,000, you are a big church. We pay 600,000, remaining 100,000. Was it 600 or 500,000? I can't remember. But remaining 100,000, I guess. So when we were... Sorry, we did not pay half. I don't think we paid half. We told the person we are coming to pay without the full money. So we told him we are coming to pay on Saturday without the full money. I spoke by the spirit of faith. When we went back, I said, what is in the account? They said the full money. And I said, who sent the money? The whole church don't know who sent money. See, I'm not lying. Under the influence of God, we couldn't even trace the account. We couldn't even trace who sent money. Of course, we didn't go to the bank to ask questions. If they forgot it's in our account, it's their business. All we did was that we tried, we joined, he withdrew. We gave the money, had some, we painted certain places. Church started. And do you know why God does not give everything figured out at once? It's because he wants you to grow. If you have everything figured out at once, you will just be a dundee. That's when you start doing rubbish and living anyhow. He wants you to grow. That's why good fathers will not just carry all the money and give their children. They will want them to know how the money came. Go and do this. Finish school. Do that. Do this. And if your early fathers will behave like that, how about God? Who loves you more than them? He will get you through things. You'll be wondering whether this God is your father. He's your father. That's why the earlier you submit to the dealings of God, the better for you. See, if you keep on wasting time, you are wasting your time. You can never waste God's time. He's already God. He's not trying to be anything. He's already God. But you see, God has standard. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And he will never compromise his standard. He will never. Stop being emotional about life. Just get serious with the Holy Ghost. He will never. The God that I know does not move when it comes to his standard. Nobody can make him move when it comes to his standard. His word is yea and amen. That doesn't make him brutal. I'm not saying, don't get the wrong picture of God. He's so firm. He's saying, this is what I want. Mm-mm. His standard are the best, you know, how do I put it? The best procedures. Is the best procedures, best algorithm, the best way things should go. For instance, if you say, thou shalt not do that, if you don't do that, that's the best for you. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. For every sin God tells you not to do, if you look at it, it is not because of anything the sin will do to him. It is how much he loves you that he gives you, that determines that instruction he gives you. For instance, you say, you should not commit fornication and adultery. These are sins against your body. Biologically speaking, as a young man, when you begin to fornicate, as a young woman, when you begin to fornicate, you are destroying your system. The Lord told us that in scripture. He calls it the sin against your body. Even if you don't see the proof or trace, believe God's word. And of course, truly, science has proven it. As a young man, if you are doing those kind of things, you reduce, if I say it now, they'll think I'm joking. You reduce your strength. And as a consequence, you are reducing your lifespan. You see that? Science has proven it. I know some people are like, what kind of rubbish is that? Prophet, do you know what you're saying? Yes, I know what I'm saying. And as a woman, if you observe ladies that live anyhow, with time you see them start looking like old people. You see a lady of 21 years looks like a lady of 42 years. You're like, is this not Hannah? But she's looking 42. And at a point, some of them, you get to a point, I'm not trying to condemn them, they don't even get married. Like I told you, a lady I used to know in Kaduna, in the church, local church I used to attend. Very beautiful lady those days. One day, I went back, you know, some of you remember, I got one car one time like that. And in the park, close to NDA Gate, on Gwankanawa, yeah, on Gwankanawa, they call that place Minister. They've changed it now, so I don't know what they're doing. We used to play football there. So there was this park by car, is it car stand? They call it car stand, sorry, by the left hand side. I got inside and I was looking at this Peugeot. Dear, this is another testimony also. Very beautiful Peugeot. And I said, is this Peugeot for sale? I didn't know that that's container where they keep their keys. And I was asking, is this for sale? And he said, yeah, it's for sale. It depends on how you want the business to go. So one of my friends that knows me came and said, Pastor, I beg, it's not for sale. They cannot cheat you here where I am. The engine has knocked. Come and see the back. It's sounding nice, but there's white smoke. So I started laughing. And as I was laughing, the Holy Spirit told me, that's your car. So I said to them, but why is it looking so new? They say, yeah, it's a direct Belgium. The man was just unlucky. The engine knocked. And now we just keep our keys there. The nylon was still on the seats and everything. So I said, can the man deal with me? Let him change the engine. I'll buy the car. They said, we don't know. He has never hearkened to that kind of... Nobody has even suggested that before. Like a joke. They called the man. He said he's coming. When he came, that's exactly what happened. We bought it over 500,000 naira less than we were supposed to buy. But while we were there, I saw this woman passing. You know, in the north, I don't know if they do it everywhere, but they sell, there's what they call Talia. You know Talia? You know, right? It's local made spaghetti. They use palm oil to make it. They call those food gura gura. And there's a way they now call it defaduka. Okay. Hallelujah to Jesus. People don't understand me. These are very delicious meal. They save. They are like present help in times of need. You can just be very hungry in the north. When you turn your face, somebody is working with talia on their head. That is it stainless or colorless? That white rubber. You just say, ah, come on the guma. 10 around. Yeah. It's not a joke. 15 around, you eat with your friends. Those days. Our own was on wheelbarrow. She had graduated in the day. So I was just, and I saw her. She now wore hijab. They just wonder whether pastor now is womanizing. That's what my pastor would be kind of kalaka. Kind of kalameche metalia. I said, Kai, I was like, his name is Awaza. I said, no, I'm looking at something. He said, you are looking at woman. A prophet, I thought you have changed. I said, no. I ran to him to the side. I said, Kagawancha Mata, La Santa Church now. Yanzuita, Tana Hale Muslim Chineko Medini. Is she now a Muslim or what? He said, no, she just, they don't even know her. She just move around and sell things. I said, hey, if you know this girl, you'd be so amazed. I used to know her when I was young. How comes? He was just doing his hand. He doesn't even know her. But I knew her. You know, all those girls, they'll be everywhere. Doing makeup. Like the desire of all nations. But look at her today. I really was compassionate. Of course, I didn't go to her. I'm not sure she even know me. Because I was very young at that time that she was shining. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, she thought she was a superstar at that time, and she messed her life probably. I tell you the truth, I've counseled people, I've heard my spiritual father counsel people, I've heard men of God talk about people they counsel, not mention their name, but their experience. If you know the number of people who are in deep situations, even though we speak faith, we know it's difficult for them. I can't tell you the number of times I've heard ladies who are HIV positive because they never listen. I'm telling you facts. HIV positive. And sometimes at that point of their life, they just feel frustrated. They just want to live anyhow. And there are some of them who are spreading it around. You just see ladies living anyhow, so beautiful. They just want to have their way with you. And you think you are a fine boy. They've promised themselves that the way I got it is the way I will give it out. You see all these useless men that like women? Let them all come to me. Anything you just say, the lady will be laughing. You just say, when can I come to your house? You think you are fine. Before you know, you have gone and you have carved and put dye. You are carving your head because they encourage your ego that you are a fine person. Before you know, I was discussing with somebody, Air Force Base here. If you see the fine boys with six packs that enter there, you'd be wondering what somebody is doing in that kind of place from town. Instead of going to teach hospital, no. Plenty people are there. They can't join the queue there. You just see them on a line. They are giving them drugs. Some will just enter. They don't know what anybody to do. Just sit down like collect drugs. Our state, they say we are dragging first with Lagos. Yes. Dragging first with Lagos. for HIV and AIDS. It's terrible. Even though me, I always say I can always trace it. There's a demonic root in this state that needs to be dealt with. You know, the first time I came here, I don't have a problem with the culture, the dance, maybe a little bit. It gets to a level that I say, don't dance that dance around me. So obviously, you behaving like a snake. And by extension, it is almost everywhere. I tell you, is it a coincidence that we have what we call the Azov spirit? Huh? Compared with the dance, is it a coincidence? Why are you people doing like you don't know what I'm talking about? You know what they call the Azov spirit? Who here grew in the north? Or you have stayed in the north small as a teenager? Can you remember what they call Aljanu? Okay. When they begin to manifest in the class. Those days in secondary school, you just see a nice lady, let's say her name is Hawa or Halima or Amina. You just talking with this lady in class. One day you talk, you hear, wah! Wah! I remember those days, there's this young boy who had this cross on his neck. He used to wear one cross on his neck. The lady was manifested. And I said, he should remove the cross, if not, she would come and attack him. You know what the boy did? He removed it and hide. Yes, because she almost came close to him. Even me that time would have removed it. You are saying her. Was I better than him that time? I think I would encourage him, boy, remove this thing. You put Jesus for your neck. And Jesus' enemy be there too. May they not fight you. Because the lady looked at him, wow, he just ran outside, removed it and hide. He couldn't even come back to the class again till later. When he heard that the lady has, when she starts, there are some boys who will now come and be chanting some things. And when he chants it and chants it and chants it, the demon will now calm down. He doesn't go out, he calms down. I said, okay, I'll leave her for now. Then you see, all of us, we cannot see the lady again the same way. But the other brothers, they are okay. They feel is a normal thing. So one of my friends said, imagine see they marry this one. Well, you know where I'm going to, so I'll stop there. Crazy friend. He said, imagine you marry this kind of person and you are just in the house with your love and your love starts doing like lion. See, what will I do? Holy Ghost. You know, I said, now to run, leave the house so I'm never coming back again. You know, but they are used to it. I tell you, you see them, they even have things they do on their body to appease those things. There are some, you know, some Christian ladies, very funny. You see Christian ladies too, they will copy. They are doing lele. You don't even know the reason you are doing lele until Ajenu enter you. Some Christian ladies don't even know the reason they've carried it to put on their hand. You see Christian ladies. I wanted to play football one day. I saw a boy did lele on his hand. And I held him and came to the side. I said, oh boy, are you okay? See, pastor, good evening, sir. I said, let me see your finger. I was hiding it. He opened it, black. He painted the finger. I said, you be gay? He said, no, sir. I just like the thing. I said, you didn't like something where you don't understand? You want a Janu make you enter your body? That's why sometimes you see some ladies, they just carry chain. They watch Shakira. Them too, they rush and go and buy chain and put on their leg. And be dancing like Shakira. They want the chain to be shaking. They don't even know the meaning of some of those things they are doing. I was counseling one of my boys. Firstly, I told him don't enter a relationship. He now went and entered. You know, when you are pastoring people, you just have to have a large heart. Because if you want to push you, you push you tire. You push you. You know, I won't check, there's nobody again. You could have push you everybody. So he now had my, he called me and told me he's not in a relationship. And you can sense the boldness. You know when a child is thinking he has grown, the boldness, sir, I'm sorry to say, but I can't keep it to myself anymore. What is it? I've entered a relationship, sir. Yes, sir. And I love her. I did not ask him. He's already telling me that there is nothing that is going to break this thing. I said, oh, you know, you just give up because there's nothing you can do. Because if you try anything, there is correct. spiritual son will ask you, sir, this thing, maybe this is the point where God said I should just spend 5 years with you. I have to move. So we'll just pretend it's nice. God see you. When you break up, let me go. Let me know. Me too, I don't used to allow like that too. I will tell you my mind. I said, when you break up, don't hesitate. Let me know. Let me cry with you. I said, are you there? He said, yes, sir. I said, why did you answer? He said, sir, I didn't know what to say. I said, okay, God bless you. Bye-bye. I ended the call. After a while, he called me. What is the problem? After like 3 months, he said, sir, there's a problem. What is the problem? The lady, sir. Have you broken up? Not yet, sir. What is the problem? Sir, I heard that she's a water child. What does it mean for somebody to be a water child? He was trying to explain. I can't even remember what he said. But when you say water child, I said, what does it mean? He said, that means she's a child of the river, water. I said, what do you mean? God creates every human being. Is it water that vomited the lady? He said, it's not really, but there's a way they give birth to. They are from marine world. They are from the water. There's something they do to them. It belongs to water. I said, okay, so you are trying to tell me that the lady you want to marry comes from the water? He said, yes, sir. I said, so what do you want to do? He said, sir, that's why I called. I don't know whether I can deliver her. I said, we? You know, boys have mind. You see, it doesn't know that we can deliver. Let's join hands together. Now, you enter a relationship yourself. You want me to join hands with you to remove water child? Well, I'm not trying to condemn the lady, okay? Maybe she's even innocent of all of these things. Some of them is when they give birth to them, they carry them and go and do some ritual. You know the way this case, the water that gave the mother the child. Are you serious? I think that's a lie. Maybe the water spirit lied. Water cannot give anybody a child. Because I told him that. I said, no water gave anybody a child. I said, does she have 3 hands? Does she have fins? He said, no. I said, then she's a child of God. If she does not have fins, she has hand. She does not have that tail. What does she have? Legs. Does she swim or walk? Say, walk. Which one is now water child? He said, sir, but it's a reality. It happens. He's trying to convince me. So he now says, sir, please, can you help me less? I said, young man, this is the cup you must drink. If you believe God sent you there, he that started a good work in your life must finish it. Then I told him at the end, if you don't deliver her, she may deliver you. Thank God you have heard that she's a water child. So let's see. If your strength is not strong, leave the water. Because maybe you're already in the water now. Who knows? But if your strength is strong, overcome. You know, sometimes people make such funny mistakes. Like I was watching an interview. A lady was boldly speaking how that she's using an iPhone 15 Pro Max. And I said, how did you get money to buy an iPhone 15 Pro Max? I said, well, even though men don't like it, they have to give me the money. The man interviewed and I said, how would men just give you money? I said, well, you see this one? A bead on her hand. She now touched one on her waist. You see this one? There is no man that comes to this life that goes back the same way. I don't call that people husband. Anything I talk, now my hand back them be. You know, see the boldness. You would think she is joking. Until you see somebody's grandfather kneel down and is begging her. Sorry, Cecilia, sorry. Please forgive me. Anything that has spiritual edge over a natural man is what, I mean, as long as that thing has tendency of the supernatural, it's always better and has more advantage than the natural man. Are you listening to me? Very, very important. I was sharing with somebody today, is a builder, who went to check something he wanted to do for my mother-in-law. So he was giving me the estimate. While we're coming back, he began to thank me. that the other day I called him to show someone who, there's a Nepal guy we're trying to get from for church. You know, these guys are funny. He collected money to put me down. We did not see him again. So they got him, and the moment I called the guy and he left where he was, somebody gave him key to just hold. He's a builder. So he held the key for the person. They now started calling him that he should come to B division. Immediately I called him. So he was following me to get that guy, and they are calling him to come to B division. That's something that involves him. Then he said he's wondering. He said because they went to where he's working and they did not see him there. He said somebody gave him key. He wants to call the man now and go and give him the key back. So he looked for the man that moment, went and gave the man the key. When he went back, they said, where is key? He said, he's not with any key. They said, who has the key? He called the man in their front. He said, I tell you, I just gave you key. The man said, yeah, any problem? He said, you just heard. He ended the call. That simply means the person did something and wanted to implicate him. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? That he's the one with the key. But that same moment, I insist that he comes to the police station so that he get the other guy. And as he was coming, he escaped something that was about to befall him. So he was thanking me. He said, this thing I got, though. And me, I didn't really see it as anything important, but I know it's not a coincidence. Because God did not tell me he's about to enter trouble. I just called him to come. But I told him today, as we were driving, I said, there's Paul in the Bible, a man called Paul. They were trying to go to another part of the world from, should I call it a canoe or a boat whatsoever. And he sensed in his spirit that something will happen to this boat. But the captain of the ship, he has checked everything in the physical. He has done all his maths, wind vane was there, all of the machines that determines the climate and etc. were in place, and nothing was suggesting that there was going to be heavy downpour that would cause the boat to sink. He said to Paul and the people that they should just forget. The guy is just being a spirit cuckoo, that there's nothing that will happen. Paul said, well, I have prayed and I've covered. Nothing will happen. But to prove that what I saw is real, there will be a sign. As we were going, suddenly, how many of you have been there before? You predicted today it would not be raining. You just wake up by 4 p.m. And one kind of rain, you know some rain that don't give you sign. It just starts falling. It happens every once in a while. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And suddenly the people started crying to Paul. He said, no, I've already prayed. But what happened? He just sensed in his spirit. I heard another testimony of someone. He said he was coming from Abuja. And he was in between two big trailers. And the Lord led him that he should lead him to overtake the trailer at the front. And it's not in his nature to overtake while he's driving. But that day the Lord led him to overtake. So he decided to overtake. As he overtook, another canoe came and entered his place, getting ready to overtake also. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So, just after a few moments, he now heard that the two tanker, he just saw it, of course, he's at the front. So he had to dash to the front very well so that he would not be part of the accident. I went and parked at the front and stopped. The two tanker hit the one car in the middle. And they were removing dead bodies. He couldn't help it. He started crying immediately. He was crying because he knew that he was the one that would have died in that place. But God just saved him. With what? Just overtake. Overtake. You know, that means that guy should have really stayed with God to really know how God speaks. Because you see, most times when you want to overtake, parents will be advising you to overtake. For instance, my father drives very rough. But when I begin to drive, he begins to advise me that I should not be driving very rough. And I know he drives very rough. But immediately I hold his hand, he will start advising me. You see, he won't be playing with me so that I will not drive. He will be trying to make me happy. Let me not drive very fast. Because he is scared of dying. Sometimes he just bring Jesus to make sure I'm not driving very fast. And when I'm there, he will just say, don't go. Leave him. Leave any. Don't rush in life. Be patient in life. Don't rush. There's no need to rush. Anything anybody is doing, leave them to go. My son, in life, all those things because he doesn't want to die. So, most elderly people will not want you. And naturally, the people think you are a better driver if you don't overtake. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Our conscience will even judge us a lot of times when we're trying to overtake as drivers. But God now is advising you, is instructing you to what? Overtake. How will you know it's God if you are not hearing God before? Because somehow it goes beyond your conscience. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. It goes beyond your conscience. And he stood at the front and was crying. I don't know if Pastor S should be around. We were in Kefi. I gave that testimony when I came back that time. We went to preach. And I entered this bus. This woman was just so angry because I bought 2 seats. She said, you cannot get 2 seats. Now, well, there was 1 seat, so I wanted to pay for the other one. And they were suggesting one person should come out. And no, I paid and she wanted to enter by force. Sorry. So she was telling me to shift. I said, I paid for these 2 seats. She said, no, she's a beg. Everybody is in a hurry. You know, she was just talking cheap. You know how these women can talk sometimes. Me too, I shifted. So Pastor Ed was trying to insist that she should come out. You know, they were wondering what is happening there. Madam, you have to come out now. You can't sit there. You have to come out. We have bought that 2 seats, sir, please just allow me. Madam, come out. And I told him, hey, Pastor Ed, yes, I'm talking to you. Leave this woman. So when she insisted and it was creating a scene, I just told him, okay, we said to do. I said, car. I don't always see life like this, oh. But we're not using this car again. Sister, any problem? I said, don't worry, we'll not use it. Just collect the money back. If they refuse, leave the money. True life story. I said, if they refuse, leave the money. But of course, Pastor Ed must collect the money back. I know him. So I already went to the other car and I entered already. I think I even paid before he came back and told me he has succeeded, sir. I've collected the money. So okay, that's good. Let's go. And all of a sudden, that car left because they were already filled. We just left with one person, and we were coming at the back. Not less than more than 5 minutes. 5 minutes drive. They had accident. I saw ambulance removing people. I saw that woman on the ground with her hair torn, blood was falling. She just sat down on the ground like this. I'm not trying to mock. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The people in our car, everybody now turned towards me and started looking at me. Because they saw the scene, some of them. How I said I will not drive with them again. Everyone was just turning and looking at me. I was just closing my eye and I was just thanking God. And saying, but I'm not happy for the people, but thank you, Lord, for my life. Even though I'm not happy for them. Yeah, of course, I'm not happy for them being in that trouble, but I thank God for my life. What was the source of my advantage? Not that I just go to church and sit down and I'm looking at the preacher. I participated in the things of God. I had a walk with the Holy Spirit. If you were just coming to church and sitting down and being stubborn every time, you will never know how to hear God. A lot of people are spiritually dull in church. They come to church just to fill the seats. They are not participating in the things of the Spirit. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When we say something, it goes to the other ear. It goes to the other ear. I was not just a regular Christian. I stayed with the Holy Ghost. Do you know if I was a pastor that don't have a walk with the Holy Ghost, I would have died that day? If I didn't have a walk with the Holy Ghost, it is possible to be a pastor and not have a walk with the Holy Ghost. You probably are just performing. You like the position of leadership, but you are not really acting as a genuine Christian. You are first a perfect Christian to make a perfect pastor. In fact, most times when we say pastors, it's because we believe these people are Christians to the core. If you observe, before I became a pastor, they were calling me pastor. Not because I was ordained a pastor, but because they saw that I was acting righteously as a Christian. And most of you here, if you observe, when you start acting so well, people start calling you what? Pastor. I decided to want to know the Lord. I decided to want to know the things of God that I could hear, I could sense in my spirit. I said to him, I said, it is not my nature that if I have a problem with people, I should just... But the Holy Ghost is insisting that I should move away from this place. Let's leave this car, leave the money, leave anything. Let's go and enter the other car. Probably it is me that would have died. I'm telling you the truth. Probably I would have lost my protocol. What will I start saying? What will I tell the parents? Are you listening to me? And several times we have had situations like that. Several times we have escaped death that way. Sometimes you see me sit down And I'm just thinking how God is so faithful over the years. You will just escape something and you'll be wondering. There are days some of us that drive, you are driving to go and hit something and you just see it and you just turn. And it's so simple, like nothing happened, but only you are wondering what really just happened now. Because if it was not God now, it's another thing. My first accident that I ever had because of Okada. And, you know, I remember when I had the accident, my landlord told me, he said, "Okada? What happened?" I said, "I was driving, sir." And he just came out from the road. I don't know if some of you have seen that, have that experience, I mean. They just come out from the road, pew, from this bushy road. You will not be trying to arrange your car. I traveled to Kaduna and came back. I did not have accident. Early in the morning, I was going to Air Force Base to go and gym. That day, I regretted what took me to gym. Because nothing, what did it produce? Nothing. You know, when you have accident, you'll just be thinking, why did I ever leave my house? Maybe I would have rested. Do you know when I had accident, I saw how useless gym is? I was like, look at my life. Where is the gym? If I tell somebody I'm gymming, would they believe? Why? But, you know, we get to that point. So we'll just be thinking rubbish. Assuming I did not come out. Something said I should not come out. You know, the bad guy just came out. Pew! So, out of love for God and love for human soul, I didn't want to kill him. I had to dodge. Pew! As I just dodged, I was in bush, this yam farm, on speed. The truth is that I don't drive slow. You know, nobody who came there asked me the question and I didn't answer. Said, "Were you on speed?" I said, "Before, did they drive? Are they walking with car?" What kind of a question is that? I hate that question. If you like, carry your car like dog. I mean, you will still get accident if you are supposed to get. Say, "Were you on speed?" I was even disagreeing with the road safety. He said, "If you were not on speed, you'd have been able to." I said, "See, okay, if it was you that was on that car, in that car, you'd have died." We're arguing with the guy. He said, "You know, your speed was more." I said, "Did you see the speed? And do they walk with car? Don't they drive it? If you are on the road, you are doing business. You can't be climbing road and you are doing like this. You are joking on the road. Road is for business." And the truth is that I was on speed. Let me just say the truth. And I was just climbing the yam farm. Book, 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 book. You know yam farms? How you imagine car climbing yam farms? There was this big ant hill in my front. Big ant hill. This is how my hands were. I tell you the honest truth. Because if you had had, well, you would not have in Jesus' name. Let me not use your name. If anybody had had accident before, you understand exactly what I'm saying. You'll be looking at your steering. There is nothing you can do with the steering. Nothing. It was just there controlling. Then I saw the big hand hill. I said, I just closed my eye. When I opened my eye, I've passed the hill. I did not know how I passed the hill. Then there's this big pole, this metal, cemented pole. I was going to hit it. Again, I closed my eye. I passed the pole. Guess where I went to hit? The side of somebody's house. It just hit there. Boom! And the car just stopped. And I'm match break and came out. Carry my money. I know what will happen. Those areas, I just removed my 1,000. There were plenty for 500, so I just gathered them in my box and one of my small bags. I just carried everything and I just went and sit down on a chair. I was looking at the car. So I saw people coming. "Break the window! Break the window! It's inside! Break the..." I said, "Hey, if you break anything, then cut me here. Now you dey inside this car?" "Yes." "It can't be you." I say, "Okay, wait." I now open the car. I say, "Did you see anybody there?" "It's my car." So we now can say, "This is pastor's car. Where pastor?" I say, "Pastor, are you fine?" They started touching me everywhere. Sit down, folks. They carried me and put on the ground. "Pastor, I was even refusing. If you see how they pushed my leg, kept me on the ground. Me that was on seat, now that I should not sit on seat, they now brought water and were pouring on my head." I was looking at the guy. I said, "Oh, before I talk water, he said, "You can't be fine, sir. You can't be fine." Before you know, road safety was there. with the ambulance. Whoa, where is the guy? They just came forward. Where is the guy? They see the guy. I don't know. I took you to teachers. I said, I'm fine. Are you sure? I said, oh, God, see, it's my life. I'm fine. Don't take me anywhere. Then my neighbor, who is into medical, he came. He said, West. Now my neighbor, Carl, wait. Pastor, I know where exactly should be paying you by now. I said, okay, I know where it's paying. You will not know. It must pain you. It is something that must happen. Let me tell you a story. So time in Abuja, I was crossing this bridge, blah, 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 boom, blah, 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 blah. I did not feel the pain. Oh. 1 a.m. I know if he moved my neck. So by somebody should come and stay in your house. It starts within 12 to 1. You know, go feel move your neck. I say, oh God, I'll be able to move. He said, Pastor, this is not faith thing. It's not faith thing. It's reality. I say, I'm speaking reality. I tell you the truth, I was speaking by faith. And I was not on seatbelt. Nothing happened to me. No seatbelt. Nothing. I'm not advising you not to put on seatbelt. And I told them something. When I sat down, I said, somebody drove my car. They were not understanding what I was saying. I said, I passed Ant Hill. I did not enter inside the Ant Hill. I passed Ant Hill. I passed Po. The car stopped. In fact, somebody said, you try. How I was able to match brake was what shook me. Because we saw the car was dangling. This guy should be a good driver. I did not match brake. The car stopped. If you see how the car scattered, you will know God really worked. And after I came out, I said, I'm not driving the car. They said, no, you can repair. I said, I'm not driving this guy again. I will never drive again. I started using boats for some time. They sold it and gave me the money. I was still guarding. I said, this car, I'll not use it again. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, they called in the village. They had a meeting. They said, no. We'll go and ask what happened. We'll go and ask our in-laws what happened. I said, who will go and ask? My mom told me there's one of our brother that does the checking. I wanted to be sure. Did he see me? I said, he can't see me in that bowl. He called me. Simon, as long as I'm alive, nothing can happen to you. It's me that is telling you. And I told him. I said, no, it's me that will protect you. My mother said, keep your mouth. I said, no. I said, it's me. I'm telling you true life story. I said, it's me that will protect you. Because you don't know God. And I know God. I'm telling you true life story. I did not accept that protection. Protect my life from where? From whose hand? See, the truth is that I just had an accident. You can't be saying that anybody tried to make me die. If you believe those things, you always fall prey to the devil. Satan is not that strong. Are you listening to me? It's not that strong. See, so there is advantage in being spiritual. In working with the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? Have you watched a Nigerian movie? You just see a Babalawo just do. I see. Something bad is about to happen. If you see any pastor behaving like that, he's with that people. We are calm. We discern it calmly. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We don't need to do. Holy Ghost. No, there's a problem with that man of God. When Jesus said, who touched me? He did not demonstrate anything. The woman with the issue of blood. He just turned and said, who touched me? He not say, Jesus. Who touched me? Who touched me? Oh? He just said, who touched me? Smooth. Are you listening to me? So you got to have boldness. If you are what? Walking in love. If love has worked upon your inside, you should have boldness. Because as he is, in other words, love should make you as he is. Love, you see, the love of God is not this emotional display, you know, that just happens between mothers and children. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? like I said again, mothers and children, that pity display. Because sometimes when I'm trying to talk to my daughter at this age, my wife is making me feel like a devil. You know, sometimes I think today itself, I said, don't do that. And I said, no, she's too young for that child. I say, yeah. And so it is that too. Then she insisted that no, she's so young, she'll cry. So I said, is it because of the tears that you don't want me to talk to her? Don't you care better that she behaves rightly? So she was saying, no, just leave her. She'll hear you later. She'll hear me later. I said, Shekinah, return that. She said, I said, return that. Return that now. Then I hit the slipper on the wall. Bam, you have to return the door. She said, she think I'll stop. I didn't stop her. And I stood up like a giant. As I push her, she moved. I push her again, she moved. I push her small again, she moved. Till we turned it. That's how the Father's love is. If you like, cry. You will not enter promised land. Cry. You see? The Bible said they did not enter because they were murmuring. Any small thing they will complain. Any small thing they will complain. God is working on you. You are complaining at every instant of time. Instantaneous velocity. As you just move more, you complain. You move more, you complain.
Give us water to drink.
Give us food to eat. Manna fell from heaven. Don't save it for tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Oh boy, hide that one, hide that one, hide that one. They heeded it. Children. We can bring it to our days. So God gives you something. He said, do it like this. He said, no, God, tomorrow, for how will it be? He said, do it like this. He gave us seed to the eater. What? Now that you ate that thing God told you to sow, how far is your life? Are you not still broke? When you had 500k, you think the world was on your head. Now, your 500k has finished. You did not pay tithe now. See, now you are suffering. You still don't have money. Because you thought 500k was money. God was not remembered. Disgrace. Some is 50 that will make them to be over. I get 50k. Shut down. Boy, today go steal. What do you want? What do you want, my guy? Tell me what you want. Oh boy, eat any way you like. Oh, God is good. Say, oh, I give to the things of God. Remember God. Mba. God is the last thing. Then when it's remaining like 20k, you now remember, hey, I know I give my tithe. But if I remove this tithe now, it could be 15. So what will happen is that next month, I will join this month's tithe. They know this thing. See how all of them are happy. They know what I'm talking about. The next month will come now. Next month you now have 10k. Your tithe you're owing was what? 5k. You now have to join what? 1k. If you give 6k, it will remain 4k. But you have something to do with what? 10k. You now say no. You know what? You are working on something. You have invested one money somewhere. If it comes, there are many Christians like that. That's why they will always be at the level they are financially. See, it takes God nothing to bless you financially. It takes Him nothing. It's just your character. You think little things don't matter in the spirit? It does matter. It does matter. He told somebody, take this talent, take this talent, take that talent, multiply it. What was the instruction? Multiply it. Some people think obeying God is just, if you say, move like this, you move like it, move like that. Look at the way He instructs somebody to do something here. Business-wise, multiply it. Meaning you have to tax your mind. task your brain. Look for solution. He did not give solution on how to multiply. He just told them what? Multiply it. The one that had more talent, multiply. The other one, multiply. The one that had smaller, felt like it was too small. We thought he had good character. That's how some people are. Remember as children, sometimes if our parents give us what is small, we don't give another person. How many of you have been there before? You felt like what your father gave you was too small, you don't give another of your sibling. Your father now said, collect it, idiot. Collect that thing back. Now, you were acting nice before your sibling, but before your father knew your character already, that you are looking down on what he has given you. That's why God said to him, wicked and ungrateful servant. He made all of us. If God never said that, we would have thought that that guy was good, because most of us that read that part of scripture, we thought that God gave him small. Yeah. Until we saw God's response. Wicked, ungrateful. Wicked, ungrateful. That's how some people are. They are living their life. This is what they are in it. Until they hear somebody else's testimony in church. I want to thank God. I just got a job. 500,000. People of God, celebrate God for my life. Thank you, Jesus. I came to this commission 2 months back, and the man of God spoke a word just last 3 weeks. A month after I came to church. And I keyed into the word, and I went back in faith. And this is it. It seems as if it was not going to happen, but God gave me the job. I want to celebrate the God of this commission, blah, 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 blah. And they go back, and somebody is asking themselves, now we start this commission. But now we start this thing. I am still in my 50s of thousand. I am still collecting for. How did God bless this boy? This guy coincidentally just had a testimony. It is not about any. It's not a coincidence. As long as you are thinking like that, you always be there. See, the other brother of the prodigal son. He said, I've been with you all this while. You don't even think of killing a goat for me. A goat. But this one that misbehaved and came back, see, you have given him what? Because, you know, many people think as Christians that faithfulness is what determines blessings upon your life. How they see faithfulness is a track record of living right. No, faithfulness is affirmed by your faith in what Jesus has done for you. Your faith in the love of God. I tell you the truth. God does not, and I'm not saying that we're behaving wrong. I'll be saying, God, I have faith in you. And that's what makes me faithful. That's not what I'm trying to say. He was made righteous by the love of God in one day. The love of God embraced him, called him righteous, gave him the biggest blessing in how many days? One day. God thought he deserved it that same day. That same day, God thought he deserved the biggest blessing. That's how righteousness is powerful. The Bible says we've been blessed with all spiritual and earthly blessing in Christ Jesus. Where gets us capacitated to receiving this blessing is Christ. Christ is being in Christ is being rightly positioned for the blessing. If you don't know your place in Christ, if you don't understand your place in Christ, you are not positioned for the blessing. That's why I say, will I not through Christ freely give you all things? Meaning the more you are like Christ, the more you are positioned for good things, for the blessings of God. Are you listening to me? So it's not about, yes, God wants to see that change, that you are like Christ. That's what gets you rightly positioned. Lord, I'm suffering. Be like Christ. Stop crying. That's why I said, if you seek first the kingdom and its righteousness, you see that? Meaning if you know Christ, because how you participate in the kingdom is by how much you are becoming like Christ. When you get to understand Christ, you become part of the kingdom. That's why the Bible says we are born again into the kingdom. Born again to see the kingdom. And how do you get born again? By the incorruptible word, seed of God's word. Alright? So when you understand your place in Christ, you become part of the kingdom. And the Bible says every other good thing will be what? Added unto you. Every other good thing. You see that? So stop stressing for every other good thing at the detriment of your understanding of the kingdom. You don't pray. You don't stay with the word. You want all the good things to come to you. You can cry all and entirely all your life. It will not still happen. It must happen God's way. Because if God allows you to enter into all the good things at the detriment of you knowing him first, what will happen? You get destroyed finally. He had said the prosperity of a fool, what? Destroys him. And he also said, what can a man offer in exchange of his soul? In other words, God is saying that it doesn't matter how sincere you are outside my knowledge, whether you are crying, whether you are shouting, whether you are begging, if you don't know Christ, I don't think you are qualified. I believe being like Christ is the only programming, is the surest programming to making sure that when you are prosperous, you will not be stupid. Are you listening to me? Very important. Very important. When I teach the people in the field where I play football, I always ask them a question. I say, ask yourself this sincere question. In fact, they now know my preaching. If I get to that point, they can be quoting me now. How many girlfriends do you have at this level? Because I have to preach to them in the level, in the light of what they will understand. They want to be footballers. That their biggest dream now is that one day they are playing for under 17 or under 23 or outside the country. So I always preach to them in that light. I say, now that you have not gone to Europe, in Benway here, how many girlfriends, how many girls are you talking with? You see, they start looking at themselves. Pastor, this one get three. This one get two. You know, then I'll try to calm them. I want them to be serious. And I say, if at this level that you are earning 5,000, that you don't even have money. Some of you used to tax us, and you are now using this thing to date 3 years. Like one time, one had mind. I was just coming to the field the first time. He didn't know I was a pastor. He just rushed to stop me while I was driving inside. I says, Mama, how far now? He now shook me. I shook him back, of course. I beg, we can get 2K. I beg. One girl calls me for us. I want to give her, make she go back house. I said, no problem. Just drop your account number. If I get to the field, I will send it for you. Then I entered the field. I was playing football. He said, Mama, they wait. Oh. I said, just keep on waiting. When I'm done, I'll see you. I don't know what happened, but in between it, somebody now told him, Pastor Simon. You know Pastor Simon? He said, hey, now Pastor Ebi. He said, yes. Say, oh, wrong number. No wonder I know, say my papa. No wonder. You know, because he heard that I'll give people money, so he felt like that money can be given for any kind of use. I was so excited not even giving him the money. In my own heart, if it is by me, the lady will trek. And she was going back to Ikpayongo. From Lower Benue to Ikpayongo. So I say, if it is me, let her trek. I will laugh at her while she's trekking. I'll laugh at him. And of course, let her stay there. Let them marry if they don't have transport to go. I don't give my money. They know me. Say, Pastor does not. They are drinking. You say, Pastor, bless us. Say, now Pastor, they meet for beer. He no go give. Oh. He go rather come out, come buy on a Coke. They go. That's how I give them money. What do you want to take? Coke. All of them is Coke, Coke, Coke. You buy, and what I do sometimes, I open for them, we look here, psh. And then give them one biscuit also. Give them. Okay. God bless you all. You see them, they are smiling, but they are frowning at the same time. I can't be part of that system. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And that's how you should see life. When to get land during church, when we got land, they say I should bring car. I said, no, I don't buy beer. So okay, you give us the money, we'll buy the beer. I said, no. What again are you supposed to do? I'm going to buy something in place of that beer. I will buy wine. And sometimes I just tell them, say buy beer. I say, okay, I'll go and buy a chamdo. And when they say, I say, go and check the price of what I bought. No beer on this earth. What is your 300 things? That's why they are cheap. That's why they kill you very fast. And tell them, take good things. Are you here tonight? Don't mix something. In fact, there's a drink they call spirit. You see somebody tell you, why will somebody take that? If it's not a devil, why would somebody take that? It's a demon that will always inspire you to take something like that. You take something and have you ever tasted alcohol before? The most useless drink, useless thing that's ever eaten is alcohol. There's a way my friend used to take it way back in secondary school. We went somewhere to play the instrument, and when we're done, it was item 7, the best item those days. And while we're eating rice, he said, "Oh, I beg, give me one stop. If you make a 2 bottle." I said, "Hey, guess what his name was? El Shaddai. He has repented now. His name was El Shaddai." I pray he doesn't catch me this evening. But I'm not trying to condemn him. El Shaddai. His father is a pastor. I don't know why sometimes these pastors' children, you know. I said, two bottles. Then when we're eating the rice, very chilled. He did not just drink small, like he was drinking it like water. I said, "Jesus Christ." I thought the thing was nice. And I said, "Make I test this thing, what do you think?" I honestly wanted to know whether the thing was that nice. Because you see the energy. The way we drink Coke. That's how I carry this thing and I said, I carry water. God forbid that thing. Is this what you are drinking like this? Richard, you know that drink, right? Is it what you are drinking like this? Richard is an Igbo man now. How do you? Very useless drink. People drink it. I was somewhere, I was trying to eat food, and a lady came, very fat lady, huge and big, came with this guy, and he bought her food, and he bought her star. And she opened the star. I was with a guy. When she put the star in her mouth, two of us, we stopped eating the food, we were looking at her eyelids. She did not remove it till he finished. That's how our eyes just jam. We never knew ourselves with that boy. That's how we became friends. We just looked at ourselves. Oh boy, now wow. Is it now wow? Then he now asked me, "Who go marry this one?" I said, "I don't know." When I went exchange number, I invited him to church. I'm a boy joints. To church. Pastor and him were cut. If they tell him, "How did you meet your pastor?" He'll say, you know, you are not hearing yourself well because that gen is loud. So you don't know that we are hearing you very well here. Thank you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because you are winning in this preaching. I'm preaching, but you are winning. Are you here tonight? Don't put your life there. See, some of you will not understand. 5 years from now, if you don't listen to me, you will regret not listening to me. At that point, I may not even be able to talk to you. I'm not wishing you bad. It's the truth. We may not be able to talk. But you always remember what I'm telling you. Because at that point, you will see that a lot of things are not necessary. Paul said, "When I was a child, I behaved like a child. I thought like a child." He said, "But when I grew up, I left childish ways." When somebody who has gone ahead of you, that's why God bless you with pastor and he calls them gifts to you. You listen to them when they speak to you, especially when you are sure this is your pastor. Are you listening to me? You listen. You may not have everything figured out yet. We give you doctrine and sometimes we step a little bit further to instructions and correction and reproofs because we have the right as your pastors. Are you listening to me? Very important. I was sharing how that I saw a clip of Rihanna lately saying that some of the things she regretted is what she did when she was a teenager. But do you know how many ladies have been led astray by the way she lived her life? I'm not insulting her. Thank God for her life. She's becoming better. I give God praise. But while she was ignorant, a lot of people were ignorant like her. They were just following her like that. And she probably have led some people to their own early grave while being ignorant. But see today, she has repented. I'm not saying born again. I say repented. Well, I speak in faith by God's grace. But I saw her speaking very mature. That's what I mean. And when I heard her, I was like, is this not the Rihanna with the kind of song she has sang before? All those bad words that come out from my mouth. See how she's sounding. That she wouldn't want her child to behave like that. And she would not want younger people to behave like that. You see that? Some of the people who are advising you as your friends, in fact, sometimes, do you know you can hear bad advice from your brother, your uncle, your auntie? Huh? I'm not trying to separate you from family. It's just been logical. You can even hear bad advice from your father sometimes and your mother. I'm telling you the truth. I've counseled people in this church that their mother tell them, go and stay in a man's house. I've counseled people like that in this church. He will marry you. Go there. And I say, I'm wondering, am I dreaming? I'm like, don't go there. And now it seems as if pastor and mother or pastor and father are fighting. I've met people in this church. I wanted to counsel. I heard stories like the mother told her to go and get money like other ladies are getting. It's like, you are trying to make somebody's life better. The persons, you know, their parents want to destroy their life. I don't believe any parent will want to destroy their children's life, but it's out of ignorance they do the things they do. Out of ignorance. Because they truly love their daughters and sons. In fact, I heard a story of somebody telling someone, go and learn Yahoo like your mate. I'm telling you fact. Look at what your mates are doing. Do you have two heads? Do they have two heads? That's why the Bible said if a man does not know Christ, he should not marry. What will he want to train the child with? Are you listening to me? Why do you think God at this age will prefer you people to be husbands than people who have Corollas out there without brain? Because you are responsible based on the information you have on your inside. Are you listening to me? Very important. Bad advice sometimes can come from people that have good intention for you. Because they are trying to play safe. Mary came to Jesus. Don't you care? Your father were looking for you. Where were you? Jesus did not say, oh, mom, I'm so sorry. Let's go back home. What did he say? Woman, don't you know? I must go about doing my father's business. Was that a good example for children? And if you want to truly be like Christ, that means at some point, if you want to fulfill the will of God, at some point, there must be friction between you. If your parents don't truly understand God, there must be that point where there will be a little bit of friction. I had it as a pastor. That's why I'm pastoring you today. If I didn't overcome my own, I would not be your pastor. They have good intention. I was sharing somewhere how that my father just wanted me to be where money is. He's not a bad person. But he just wanted me to be doing anything that money, where I should just be where money is. Of course, if his intention is to be a military officer, that one in the barracks is a testimony. Not the recruit, the military officer. And when there was a slot for me to come in, I rejected. It was a fight. The second one, leave the country. Everything was in place. I rejected. It was a fight. What is my excuse? God did not allow me. God did not say I should go anywhere. God told me to be in this country. I don't feel it, Dad. I don't feel it. You have been disowned more than three times. You are disowned. Who else was I obeying? God. For what? For you people. Imagine I had left. Well, God would have still done what he wants to do. It's a lie. There are some souls tied to your obedience. The breakthrough of many souls are tied to obedience. Are you listening to me? If you misbehave, there are some people God may not be able to touch. I know what I'm telling you. I know what I'm telling you. The Bible says, for the glory that was set before him, he endured the cross. What if Jesus said, I'm tired, I want to stop here? Will salvation be possible for all of us? No. How did God lighted over Israel? Through Jacob. Is that not what the Bible said? It happens like that. At a point, there'll be that point of friction. And they have good intentions. Good intentions. But it's not the will of God. And you must be bold like Jesus to say, that's not God's will for my life. You see, life is too, sometimes I don't want to say it, but it's the truth. Life is too short for you to live outside the will of God. It's too short. You will not enjoy it. You must regret it if you don't fulfill God's will. You will think you had it, you are enjoying your life because you have 50 million I can tell you, you probably don't know what you are thinking. If you have 1 billion in your account, you will think you're on top of the world. Your problem will change. The things you think about, right now, if you get 1 billion, what you are thinking about, you stop thinking. Because you have the money that can buy almost everything at the level of your thinking right now. Do you know you start having, you graduate to higher problems? You graduate to higher problems. I was counseling a lady years ago. True life story. I've been hiding this example, but I'll just do it. Sometimes, you know, when we want to preach to people, we are wondering if some people will misunderstand us. But sometimes we have to just use this example to make people understand us. She got married to somebody because of money. To cut the long story short, there was a suitor, but she preferred this other guy. And being sincere, she says it's because of money. And not like she was being wayward, but the person looks like somebody that can take care of her and her children and etc. The other guy has very genuine intention, beautiful vision, but less money. And she's not ready to really suffer. Not that he cannot take care of her, but she can't go through that route. So she married this guy. To cut the long story short, when she married this guy, she found out, you know, she felt like she can cope because she has heard other people say, marry for money, but you see, physically she's not attracted to the person. It never got improved. She is not God's will for her life. At a point, she doesn't want a man to play with her. A man comes around and she just go away. Now she's in money. She has everything she wants. GLK. She can drive it anytime. Put her, you know how those beautiful things ladies do? If a lady really has money, she must have black spec in the car. You know, you can see it from your mama here. I'm not a fan of black spec, but this woman, one day we're going somewhere and she wore black spec. I said, Mama T, I never believed that. One day I'll be holding the hands of somebody wearing spec. It's not like it's a bad thing, but when I wear a glass, if you see me wear a glass, if you look at me, I'll start laughing. I'll just remove it. I don't know how to wear eyeglass. But my wife, they born her with eyeglass. Sitting on campus, you know, I knew that eye problem would not go. You remember that eye problem? Some of you remember? You don't remember? Okay, you did not remember. You just say, yes, sir. This pastor said, I don't think you were there. Pastor Peter, can you remember? Pastor Andrew should remember. She just entered the church. Every time you see her with one glass. You know those people that always wear eyeglass. She was the girl in our church that wears eyeglass. So every time I'll be looking at her when I'm preaching, because not because I necessarily like her, but I like her small. Do you understand? At that time, but I think at that time it was the love of God, not necessarily anything physical yet. I'm not sure. So I always used to wonder why she's wearing glasses. One day we're praying for the sick. I said, "Come," she came. I said, go and tell your mother. I asked her, where did this? She said, and says, it's like my mom had it or something. I can't remember what she told me exactly. So it flowed to me through, you know, excitedly telling me how the flow happened. So I was like, oh, it flowed to you. Now it has left you. I'm, you know, trust church. GCM, I started clapping. You know, they can encourage you. If you are not anointed in this church, you are finished. You can go and say something, they'll be clapping for you. Just go and find trouble. I said, the Lord just touched your eyes. You are healed now. In the name of Jesus, I removed the eyeglass. And I said, did I break it? I don't know if I broke it or I just seized it. I did something, but I remember I didn't give you back. I carried it and I left it. I said, now your eyes are okay. On Sunday, she came to church. Praise the Lord. When prophet touched my eyes, then those days, that's how she used to talk. You know, I've influenced her with Nigerian, this thing very well now. Those days, when prophet prayed for my eyes, then my eyes, now it's clear, I can see very well. I just want to celebrate the Lord. And my boys are very funny people. You see the way you are laughing? They were laughing at the testimony. She thought they were laughing for the goodness of God. They were just, you know. I remember those days we say lead prayer. She said, let us pray. Le harapuka rikuka parakura rio karaka. Oh, pray. That's how she used to pray. Now, prayer bazooka. When she prays, I used to feel bad. No, let me tell you why I used to feel bad. I will not know my wife again. Pray cute. Let's pray. Little hurry, yeah, hurry, God. No! You see me wondering. I will come and sometimes I will purposely distract the prayer. Because I'm tired of what I'm saying. What is that? She'll throw neck like this. What is that? This is not what I paid for. But you can't have spiritual things. It's the truth. So most times, I think we graduated to a point, I say, be praying your prayer, let me be praying my prayer. Because you see, the reason why I don't want to pray with you all the time is because I will laugh. I know myself. I will laugh. Imagine I pass out 3 times. Me too. And God will not say, they've written my name in names of noisemakers. So I had to run away. I think one time she caught me praying. She said, Pastor Simon, Pastor Simon. She thought there was a problem. I said, what is it? She said, oh, you are praying. Because she saw me laid down on the ground and it's like I was crying. And she was, Pastor Simon, Pastor Simon. I said, what is it? She said, oh, you are praying. So you just meet two different people, just come, boom. That's how marriage is. How do I see her in church? How am I seeing her in my house now? But it's good. At least I know I have a praying wife. It's not only Shakara, she can pray. Strong mind. Not that this would give me problem. If I marry troublemaker now, I'm pastoring church, I'm pastoring her. There'll be problem. I mean, real ministry. You have one ministry here and one ministry at home. You go by every day and there's workers training. Every day at home. You are calling out for workers training. There's word conference, word exposition. See, you see, that's not how a pastor's wife behaves. A pastor's wife should not post that kind of thing on her status. No, because many women are looking onto you. You are not supposed to post, but I like it. It's what I like. I cannot be a hypocrite. Where would this thing start from? You know, before, anytime I talk about my wife, I'm so sorry, but sometimes I always remember the past. I was just married someone, and when we were talking, I corrected something. Every time, Bible, read chapter this and this, summarize it. Let me see how you do it. One time, I say, we can't be living like this. We can't continue like this. So we have a discussion. We cannot continue like that. Was a discussion. I said, continue like how? We barely talk about a lot of things. Every time, Bible. Bible, are you not okay with who I am? I say, no, I'm not. Say, okay, you have to marry me for who I am. Marry me for who I am. I say, I cannot marry you for who you are. I love you for who you are. That's enough. I can never marry you for who you are. Say, no, this is me. Oh, if you cannot, you better go. You better go. This is the best of me. I say, hey. The best of me. You marry Slay Queen in this church. Those people that have tendency of being securers, they'll manifest it. You see them, they'll love their mama. Mama, and when she enter church and the chains are moving. Mama, the mama. There are certain ladies that will love her. Mama, mama, Misko. And you see your wife with, hey, check me out. Is that a kind of wife? It can't work. Are you listening to me? But you see now, life's smooth. Only thing I think about is people's problem. Nothing else. Nothing else. The only problem I have in this world is the problem people have. At home, I don't have problem. But the problem people have in this church. And it's okay. It's God that puts that here upon me. I'm not complaining about it. When I go, peace on every side. Whether I remember to give money for food or not, I'm eating two meats straight. And sometimes four. That's what it means to marry. Hear God before you marry. Hear God. Because you don't know every woman. Hear God. So why do you want to marry her? We've gone a long way. From just three, we knew each other. We've gone through the thick and thin. She has helped me in life. I've helped her in life. I've been out there for her. She has been. We have been bidding for each other. So we figured out that we were meant for each other, but we did not know. Are you listening to me, young lady? Don't trade your life for anything, no. Anything stupid. You don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. Don't waste 20 years of your life with one man that God has not destined for. He will finish you. Satan will finish you. One of my pastor friends said, if you have marriage problems, Satan leaves you for a while and rest. Because he has settled you for like 20 years. You know, anytime they say this, it looks unbelievable. Until I heard the story of Apostle Babalolala. I always used to call the Baba Olola too much. Baba Lola. But I heard the story, I was amazed. And certain great men of God. You think those women that Satan used to want to weigh them down, they meant it? They did not want to do that too. It was Satan that, as long as they were the wrong women, Satan used them to want to bring the men down. See all this great destiny. Let me speak to women especially. I have seen how Satan gets women easily, especially those with the call of God. You see, if there's one thing God has specially stirred on my inside, is the grace to know when the call of God is on a woman's life. I've been preaching here and I've been pastoring here from campus to now, I think over 7 years. As a church, we're over 4 to 5 years. From campus compared, we should be over 7 years or more. One thing I've always done properly is to discern when the call of God is on a woman's life. I can tell it immediately. Almost hearing you speak, I can tell something is on this lady's life. You see me be quiet, looking at you. I may start with self, give you one small function, be watching you carefully before I come all out for you. And one thing I've observed, Satan, is that when we know, somehow at the middle, Satan will now know too. If Satan knows, you now see how they'll be misbehaving sometimes. Somebody who is serving God, who is praying and saying to the nations, will go. And that. All of a sudden. See, I've had a lady in this church one time who came to my office crying that I'm suffering. Now, I'm telling you a true life story. Sir, people talk against you on campus. I would have been in GCMI for a long time, but they're condemning you. Sir, look at how beautiful you are. You're a wonderful person. May God forgive them. I said, yeah, it's forgiving them. God bless you. And when I went back home, she sent a message. Oh, you smile. Everything about you is perfect. Blah, blah, blah. Now, I'm not talking about she's in love with me or whatever. No, that's not it. I'm talking about re-intentionality. Serving the Lord so genuinely. All of a sudden, it's always man. Out of a few I've seen, I'm talking about this one uniquely because that one really shocked me. Even me shocked me. Man. One day I heard her talking. She came back to Makodi. The Lord told me, sir, that I should come back. That what you have taught us, we can use it to change the world. But we are just playing small. The Lord told me to come back, sir, and catch more fire. I said, okay. As I was saying okay, and people were getting impressed by what she was saying, the Lord just opened my eyes, saw man. I saw she was in a relationship. I said, everybody submit your phones. It's just for one phone. I said, submit your phones. I said, let me see. Man. I just saw, I love you so much. I just said, okay, you can all collect your phone. God bless you all. I picked it immediately. That was how it started. Small. Before we know, offense. Boop. Are you looking for a way out? So when somebody just offended you, you just buy into the excuse and go, because you have actually wanted to do your mind all this while. You are looking for a reason to just run away. Many ladies, even Katrin Kuhlman, before she became very powerful, she had this tendency to misbehave. She's in heaven today. I cannot lie with her on her head. It's a story we read. The whole church agreed it is true. The body of Christ. You see, that fine man syndrome is always a problem with ladies that the hand of God is upon them. That fine man. They feel cheated because they are in church. They feel like, oh, this fine man is not for us because we're in church. Are we ugly in church? It's because we have not eaten very well. Or had time to gym. Picture Oche in his real state. In his glorious state. You imagine how cute and handsome as a man he will be. Picture Benjamin in his glory state. The stomach you are seeing bent as if they have joined these two things together. It will not be like that in his glory state. He will be a very fine man. But right now, don't allow the neck to deceive you people. The neck sometimes is the problem. You now see the Adam's apple, boom. The neck and everything. Don't. But when you see that fresh brother out there now, he will just wear t-shirt and blue jean. And just calf, white t-shirt, blue jean, v-neck. And just move around you with nice perfume. And say, hi. And you are gone. It's like, Jesus, God, the crazy man. I'm telling you, spiritual sisters do like they don't like fine boys. They like fine boys. You see fine boys. Hey, God the creator. They see fine boys too. The way boys see fine girls, that's how girls too see fine boys. Just as a young man does this, we're going, you see fine girls, hey, glory to God. I don't know what some of you used to say, but we in Christ that time, my friends, we'll be giving God's praise. Oh, Mali Brasuka Farande Kaboshi Arabaya. That's how girls too, when they see fine boys, they're like, oh boy. One time I was telling my wife, I said, ladies, right? Ladies have a way of hiding. A lady can die with the truth. I'm telling you the truth. A lady would rather die with the truth than say the truth. That's how they are. A lady can never, you may be dating a lady that will never call you fine boy. You'll be hearing it everywhere, northeast, west, south. But you, in your own house, they've never looked at you and said, you're a fine boy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Everywhere you get it. But you doubt it, because when you come home, nobody has said you are fine. And you are shy to say, is it truly true that I'm fine? Because it will be like you are embarrassing yourself. If you are fine, let it just show now. They don't need to tell you. I think my wife told me that thing one time. She said, if you are fine, it's me that will tell you. It's not you that will tell me. So I was now wondering if I'm truly fine. Or maybe they are deceiving me out there. Some ladies can die with the truth. A lady likes you. A lady that has, what word would I use? Dignity. If she likes you, she will never tell you. Is in her heart, she'll be talking with angels and demons, but she will never tell you. God, Jesus, this guy is fine, oh? What? Is Sonny fine? Sonny. I beg, you people should be saying reasonable things. John is Sonny. See, people are fine, you're calling Sonny. Are you okay? Sonny is fine for where? I beg. If only no one reached first 20 fine boys for that church. Meanwhile, that's the person that thinks Sonny is very final. But for the world to know that, it's better I die. Just bring gone. Just say the truth or your life. Most ladies will say, my life. So, what am I trying to say? I'm not saying ladies should be foolish now. Telling I like it. Don't say it like... A sincere boy too should never do that kind of rubbish. A boy with dignity, if you follow like, you will like plenty of people before you see who you love. I just spoke to some of you now. You will like one time, I think we're dealing with a case many years ago. A sister was liking a boy. Then I say, somebody, I don't know what advice, that stupid advice. Say, go and tell the boy that you like him, there's nothing there. Then he went, and that boy had pride. God, how was dealing with the pride already in church. They now added more pride to his pride. Say, I want to tell you, I like you. I don't know. I'll just tell you what is in my heart. I like you. The news now got to me. I now called the lady. I said, what did you do?
Sister, he said something that advised me to go and tell him that I like him, and I told him I like him.
I said, you told him you like him, now what?
He told me he appreciates the like. I said, hey, my daughter, you don't disgrace me.
That boy appreciates like. Hey! I said, you have added more pride to his prides. I said, now what I'm trying to kill now, it will take me more years to kill it. Very, very, very funny. Hallelujah to Jesus. There is no need to do that kind of things. No need to take those kind of steps. As a young man, you like a lady, say, well, I just want to tell you, I like you. You are indisciplined. As long as God has not spoken, that's not your wife. You can just like what you see and move on. Is it all that you like that you must have? Huh? You can't just look at something and say, God is creative and move on. See, let's be sincere. You can, even if you marry, you see handsome men. You know, I was talking to a lady those days and she was telling me how handsome a man was. See, when I saw the pilot, he was so handsome. I said, Jesus Christ, God the Creator. And I was looking at the lady like this. I did not shout. I was like, indeed, where is the chest here? No chest. You see a pilot stand like this. Even me, I was like, God is Creator. Let's be sincere. If somebody is fine, the person is fine. Just that, as a man, don't do it when you are married. Never say that kind of thing. You better keep it. But even if our wives will permit us, for instance, you will hear, if your wives will permit you, I mean, for instance, you will hear some of these men be saying things like, she's beautiful. What if you say it? Your wife will not talk to you the whole day. They will fling food on your table. And things like that. But what am I trying to tell you? That even if you get married, you will still see beautiful people. You see, what? Handsome. And you'll be a liar saying nobody is fine in this world. Since I married, I've not seen any fine man. Why are you lying? Since I married, I've not seen any beautiful woman. Every woman I see is just stupid to my eyes. Only my wife is sparkling. Pew, 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 pew. That's how to know cheaters. A man who is a cheat, these are the talk. Honey, see, in this world, you are beautiful and they just exist. Every other one just exists. Just know that those are liars. You know, one day, many years ago, and I'm not teaching it as a doctrine, we were walking with Pastor Ed. Was it Pastor Ed or who? I think it's Pastor Ed. Going to my house. Then there's this lady I was always wanting to invite to church. So, and that day she looked very beautiful. And believe me, it's not because I felt like she was beautiful, she should be my wife or something. She just looked beautiful that day. I couldn't help it. I've never spoken to her. I went closer. I said, hi. She was so shocked. She just stopped. I said, how are you? You look very beautiful. I want to invite you to church. Pastor was just looking at me like this. For a moment, I was wondering, is it the prophet we know? Or there's another person speaking through him? I said, I want to invite you to our church. I wouldn't mind. She was very happy. We exchanged numbers. I promise, I don't even think I was able to remind her for the church. I think I gave Pastor Ed, yeah, I gave him the number. I said, remind her to come to church. And believe me, in my heart, that was it. But now that I'm married, I can never try such a thing. I'm working with my wife and I say, beautiful lady. I say, oh, you look extremely beautiful. Would you want to come to church, even if it's evangelism? It's disrespectful. But the point I'm trying to make is that, ladies, a lot of times, see, just be free. No, boys are fine. God can create. That doesn't mean anytime you see a fine boy, he's your husband. And spiritual ladies, stop pretending. If you have an issue, deal with it. I was talking to a lady in my office. She was finding it difficult to marry this guy. She said she doesn't have a problem with God's will. I will do your will. She said, I will do your will. I will do your will, Lord. I've gone to the bottom of me. I'm waiting about you to do your will. Okay, now, here we go. Do the will of God. Do the will of God. Sir, I don't know why this thing is hard. I had this vision. God confirmed it. God will confirm. Okay, follow God's will. Sir, but I don't know. It's not just in me. I said, but you said God confirmed it. You can start. God will make it make sense at the end. If it's God's will, it will make sense at the end. From one excuse to another. From one excuse today, the brother did not dress well. Tomorrow, he did not talk well. Next tomorrow, other people are talking like this, he's talking like that. You didn't want to submit to God's will. You just wanted what you will have. People will not be clapping for you. That's what you wanted. A lot of ladies don't know that. A guy will tell you, I like you, you are God's will for me. You say, okay. What will start now is that you stop wearing this kind of shirt. You stop wearing this kind of shoe. Who wears this kind of shoe, for goodness sake? What we'll do is that when you have some money, tell me, we'll go to Modern Market. I'll show you what kind of shirts to buy, the kind of shoes to be buying. And that brother is looking at you and wondering, if he has that money, what he wants to do is to buy a megaphone for his cell. And you are telling him to buy those kind of shoes. The money comes, he will buy it and tell you that he does not have it. He bought it for church, for cell. He will now wear the shoe and come and meet you after church. The shoe will be going up like this, like you know. Say hi. Say, well done. Say, you are not happy with me. Say, why would I be happy? Everybody wants you, you walk in. What's your problem? You just like disgracing me in this church. Why is this? So your own heart now is the disgrace is disgracing you. More than doing the will of God, is disgrace is disgracing you that matters. Then the worst thing is start comparing with other guys. No guy wants you to do that. Look at the other guy. See, that one get two head. They get the smile for church. You think say now because she just wants smile. Sometimes God will give you a man that is not easy in dressing. You are not, but he has fire. The only help you will do is to teach him how to dress. Every other thing, he will cast the demon in all your lineage. All his word, in fact, one sweat from his head will destroy all the altars in your father's house. But look at all the advantage that is in that man. Your own is just that the shoe is canoe. It's carnal things. You can't even imagine. You know, some problems, ladies, they can't imagine, they can't see prospect in brothers. You see somebody's neck long. Is it of his own accord that is long? Is it not prayer that made that hair long? You see that neck is slim. It's not because he's fasting and blah, 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 blah. You know the reason why it's like that. When money comes, he will not be like that. Have prospects. Now you are following boys who are eating chicken, boys who are drinking your guts, and their neck is big, their chest is big anyhow. You are following them. We that are on our inside, you are looking down on us. A time is coming that chest will be like water. Do you understand? Chest now water. Flesh now. Are you people here tonight? A time will come that will have time for gym, carnal things. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Not now. The Bible says we should seek first the kingdom of God, not seek first gym. Seek first the kingdom of God. That man who has those chairs will die 2 seconds if Satan wants him to die. But not us with these dry chairs. Have prospect. Tell the lady close to you, have prospect. Have eyes for prospect. Sorry, have eyes for prospect. Have it. Else we'll be losing our sisters to fine brothers. All these fine brothers, we'll be losing them. I'm telling you, 50% of the ladies sitting here have somebody who is checking them that they are considering. I know what I'm telling you. Sometimes you see them being emotional in church. They are just wondering, oh God, so my days in this church are numbered. If I agree for somewhere now, that's the end of me. Oh, Prophet Simon, you've done a great work, but it's almost time. I'm relocating. If I marry, I'm going to Ogun. I'm gone. I was raising one powerful lady those days. She even brought the dead back to life. Yes. See that testimony of somebody brought the dead back to life. as I'm standing here, I did not know when she lost. She just went for break. We kept on asking, oh, she were tired. Break. When NYC, sorry. That time, if the whole church go for break, she will remain. I will say, why are you not going for break? She will say, Pastor, sir, if I go, who will do the work of God? I'm telling you a true life story. I'll be, sometimes I'll buy her things. When I come, I'll just buy her some things, you know. Because she was too diligent. And I believe me, she was 100% diligent, that lady. No strings attached. For example, maybe she wanted to marry Pastor. No string attached. I know when people want to marry me. I know those kind of people. Very sincere. Until she went for NYC. Guess who this prayer warrior went and married finally? A smoker. Smoker. She did not know. Because it is not all that glitters that is what? Gold. When she married, she now saw the reality. He smokes. She already has a child. Am I condemning the smoker? No. But is it God's will that she end up like that? No. It starts now. Make up your mind. The solution is not saying, God, give me a husband in this church. That's not the solution. Make up your mind to marry God's will for your life. God, I want to marry your will for my life. Careless of what friends will think. Careless of what the world will say. I want to marry your will for my life. That's all. And stop thinking sometimes, ladies, it's age, time that is your problem. Time is going. What time is going? Are you the one that created your life? Are you in charge of time? I am 27. My flower is dying. Where is the flower? When will this man come? Well, instead of building yourself, it's when will man come? When will man come? Lord, I pray for my future husband. In the name of Jesus, protect him. Let him have sense. Any woman coming for him, she will not succeed. In the name of Jesus, he's mightily protected. I'm not saying it's bad to pray for your husband, but you are using 2 hours. You have not even prayed for yourself. You have not. Then soul winning, zero. I was talking to somebody. I said, some of you think you escape marrying pastors. As some of you are even hypocrites, you love pastors. You say you don't want to marry pastors. Say, I don't want to marry a pastor. You like a pastor. Don't worry, God will give you a pastor. And some of you who think you cannot marry pastors, marry who you want to marry. I told somebody 5 years from now, almost all the boys there will be pastors. It's not a prediction, it's the truth. So fall in love now. Have like 2 children till I call them into ministry. Then you now be pastor missus. And after a few years, I'll call you again as a pastor. You didn't just marry a pastor, you are now a pastor. I was reading a lady's biography. She said she told God that one of the things she doesn't want is a pastor. She doesn't want to marry a pastor. All the things she mentioned, 3 things God gave her. The things she didn't want in a man, they were the 3 things God gave her in a man. The question is, ask yourself, why is that I don't want to marry a pastor? What is the reason? Whatever reason you have mentioned now, is it justifiable? Like one time I was driving with somebody, and I don't know how the talk entered. I said, so you, we're talking about misunderstanding people. So I said, well, people always were discussing that before I started driving. And I asked the lady, how about you? Have you misunderstood leadership before? Say, yes, sir. I say, you've misunderstood me before? She said, yes, sir. I said, well, what did you misunderstand? She said, sir, at some point I felt like you were proud. You were pompous. I said, really? I said, maybe you it will be easy to think like that sometimes, the way I talk God's word and the rest. Say, yeah. And in fact, there was a way a case went. The person that told me about the case said you drive her from the church. I said, I drove somebody from church. So when I was talking about it, someone else was laughing. The pastor has never driven anybody from this church. All the cases you hear, it's more like you have set trap on yourself. Now go with the trap. I've never said leave this church. You get out from this church. So I said, that person, no, nothing like that ever happened. And she was shocked. But of course, she spoke with her HOD. The HOD made her to understand that it was not like that that time. But she said she misunderstood me. And when she repented, she felt like it was bad to be a pastor, because many people will misunderstand you as a pastor. So she's wondering how a pastor's wife will be feeling, and how a pastor will be feeling being misunderstood almost every day.
I was touched, because truly, it happens like that many times. Hallelujah to Jesus. But that doesn't stop you from being what? A pastor. Or married to a what? A pastor. It doesn't stop you. If that's your destiny, what do you want to come and become? You want to become another thing because you don't like what God wants you to do. If you are a good Christian, you can fit for any pastor. Say, pastor, to be a pastor's wife, now grace. I want grace, with special grace. Just be a good Christian, you can be a pastor's wife. That's why any good Christian for a lady, they call them mama. If you just see a lady being a good Christian, they'll start calling that lady mama. You know why all of them agree she's a mama? It's only her that fit pastor. We all have agreed we don't fit that pastor. The way you live your life, pastor should marry you. Am I lying? Then when the guy is behaving well, what do they call it? Pastor. If the lady is behaving well in the church, what do they call her? Mama. So ladies, watch out. Are you listening to me? Watch out. Watch out very carefully. Satan has been coming for ladies in this church especially. I've seen it several times. Several times. It's always tilting towards relationship. And a lot of times, the problem many ladies have is, what will people say? They want to do things for people. My friends are married. Me too, I will marry one of her friends so that it will be that we are married the same time. This guy is asking me out. He's not the kind of friend, person my friends would like. Is it your friend that will live with that person? At a point, you'll be 56. You marry what your friend like, not what you like. Or know what you think is right. And when God gives you a man, he may not be perfect in dressing. He has all the spiritual gifts, not perfect in dressing. That's your job. And as a good helper, you cannot be insulting and be helping at the same time. You do it with love. Kai, pastor, this is your shoe, sir. Now, canoe, you did. You don't hit him on the back, canoe shoe. At least he feels. But you have said it, you pass the message. Then during birthday, you can try and buy the one that is not canoe. You can buy sheep. And you'll be excited. Such a guy will want to kill the whole world for you. He want to carry, kill a lion for you. Because he feels safe in your arms. He feels safe around you. Yeah, guys feel safe in ladies' arms. You don't know that. Pastor Choi, don't Pastor Emma used to lie down on your legs. They do it. Just we Jews don't do that. How can I do what ordinary men are doing? Let them feel safe. Does Pastor Kate do that? This man looks strong. It is strong ways. He may be like, how can me achieve? A chief lie down. No. I've lost my title. You know, I know everybody in this church. This one has Igwe vibes. This one has which vibes will I give now? He has play play vibes. I've known him for a long time. So this one is the one that will even be doing his wife tickling at the back. Now go and hide. The ones that will now make our wife see them and now say, see how husband and wife are living their life. So sometimes, man of God, you have to leave the title and be you. Be you. I said, this is me. You have to leave the title. You know, sometimes they want to talk to you, they'll share you link. You get the message. I have plenty links in my Instagram. I said, and what do you mean? Said, no, I'm just showing you. Me too, I used to share link. So now we speak to ourselves in links. Don't worry, if you have not married, you don't understand what you are saying. You know, when you are boyfriend and girlfriend, you don't even believe it will work, so you are not sharing links yet. Because it may actually fail. When you marry, after 2 months, you will start speaking to yourselves in links and in riddles. In fact, links can cause trouble sometimes. Just share this. Say, what do you mean by this link? You must tell me. What did I just say? So you are trying to tell me. In fact, what you love on Facebook will be a problem.
If they catch you love a post that is supporting that women should be independent or something the man of God does not like, you are in trouble. I saw you liking a post that supports this. Why? I just liked it. Nothing. So you like that kind of thing. They start tracing it. No wonder. No wonder. See, marriage is a very wonderful world. So interesting. And some of you will say things like, I will not marry because it's full of problems. This is something you have to do, whether you like it or not. So it's, you have the choice to do it in your 20s or in your 50s. But if you do it in your 20s, it is safer for you. If you do it in your 50s, you will not live to see your children even finish secondary school. So if I were you, do what you have to do fast. Jesus said to Peter, to Judas, what you want to do, do it fast. Huh? So marry. Young men, are you listening to me? Marry. If you have what to eat, what to drink, where to live, your nickname should be husband in this church. Should I repeat it again? If you have what to eat, what to drink, where to live, what is your nickname? For instance, husband Donald, husband Richard, husband Jairway, husband Believe. Even though he didn't jot today. Husband, what's the one behind Belief? Prince. Husband Oche. Husband Ola. I hope all of you have where to live. In case you don't have, remove your name. Remove your name from that thing. Talking about those who, and I'm not calling students. If you are a student, you are not a husband. Keep on reading book. Alright? Husband, man of God there, that one on blue. I've forgotten that your name. Emmanuel, huh? Husband Emmanuel. Is Monday your husband? I think Monday is still leave. Do you have it? Are you living on your own now? Okay. Almost husband Monday. Almost okay, husband linguist. Husband elder. Husband promise. Sia is happy that he called him husband. Anybody, if they just call promise husband, they say he will be happy. And if you have a work, you are, if you have a job or you have a business, you are wife. So wife Wane, wife Sarah, wife Miriam, wife Kira, wife Cynthia, wife Enne. Flora, I have not reached you. Nobody should toast my sister in this church. I used to think that here at home sometimes. I beg you, she's a small girl. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, one time my wife wanted to joke with me. I said, see, don't ever in your life joke this joke in this house again. You know? Alright, she's a very small girl. I mean it. She has not reached that level. So, I called different wives here. Hallelujah to Jesus. Otis is already a wife. Wife Destiny. Wife Sarah. Not this your junior sister. Oh. Wife Sarah there. Wife Agatha. Wife who again? Huh? I think I asked Agatha when she wants to marry. She said next year. Abby? She said something like next year. Abby, I think you said something like, I'm not like this wife you people want to become. What is the inspiration behind it? That means you have husband already in disguise. Hallelujah to Jesus. For you to say next year. Ha! Ah, wow. But it's not a problem. Just make sure you marry rightly. Are we together? So please get married. This message, anytime you hear it, you hear me encouraging you to get married. It's good to get married. One of my friends said, Pastor, if this marriage thing is so sweet, why are you disturbing us to come and join you? It's because it's not sweet. I told him it's sweet. Now, I'm being 100% honest. Do you know this morning I was thanking God that it's been over many years. I can't remember when I carried my money to buy food. Those days I'm eating cholera. I'm eating malaria. I'm eating
There's no sickness I didn't used to eat. I used to get sick in 2 weeks. But recently I was 13. I can't remember when last I was sick. Imagine me like this, mosquito will bite me. I'll say, ah, mosquito is in this house. I'll run and go and enter my room. Me? They'll be living with mosquito. I'll be begging them that this night they should forgive me. But see, my house is clean. I'll go everywhere, there's no mosquito. Blah, 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 blah. If I turn here, there's food. Sometimes 1 p.m., 1 a.m., I'm like, Mama T, I will need to eat indomie, please. She'll be like, food is ready. I'll go out and eat and come back and sleep. And things like that. If this thing is doing one kind as a lady, don't marry. I'm warning you now. Don't suffer that man. Some of us that know God, we can eat by 2 a.m. and it's justified. And as a man, let me balance this, because I'm sensing something. Some men are very wicked. They are very wicked. I'm telling you, some men will leave only their wives to fetch water in the house. Wicked men. A man and a woman who has more strength. If you cannot provide a house that has water, fetch water for your wife. Don't be saying my mother used to fetch water. Do you marry your mother? Is it the same condition that your wife, your wife and your mother, are they the same people? See, let's be very serious and very sincere. There's what we call ecological niche. Your mother grew in the village. This girl grew in the city. How do you think you farm? I know things I cannot do. I cannot farm. I can't expect my wife to do certain things. When my wife said she could not pound, I said that she buy, what do they call it? Pounded yam machine. They used to pound yam for me by machine. Because when I look at her hand, which one will raise the mortar, which one will hit it, I don't even know. And the mother does not look like somebody that will support me if I even start that kind of thing. Because I remember one time she was talking to her mother, I said, your pandemic maker, is this still okay or you need a new one? That means the mother is the force, is a force too behind that inspiration. Not a bad force, but she does not pound, she does not trade, she did not trade that child to pound. Why would I be reminded? My mother can pound. Oh my, if you see my mother pound. See, you need to see my mom pounding. She has master degree in pounding. She can close eyes, she know where that one that is not okay is. She can hit. But in fact, those days she will clap her. You can't be comparing my mom. It's the truth. That doesn't mean my mom is disadvantaged. No, she grew up where she received those trainings. So some of you, this African man mentality, stop it. You say it's yam they pound with mortar that used to be sweet. Hey. That smell of mortar is not in the powdered yam. Wicked men. It is God that inspired those people to create pounding machine. It is God. In heaven, nobody will pound yam. Nobody. Go and fetch water as a man. You are not a woman. Fetch water. Women will use the water. As a gentleman, you fetch the whole water. Don't allow your wife carry one bucket. I heard some people quote me to rubbish. I hear people quote me to rubbish. I am not like you. I buy my wife gifts almost every day of my life. I tell my wife I love you almost every day. We have not stopped calling ourselves baby and daddy since the day we met. I take care of her. If my wife gets a little bit sick, one thing falls from her health, I can tell. So don't think because I teach submission, I don't pay. See, there's a kind of man that women submit to. They don't submit to brutal men, iron men, iron hearts. Husband, love your wife. So that wife will what? Submit to their husband. It's your love towards her that commands submission. Don't be wicked as a man. Heartless. If you think I'm talking to you, why not? Say, Pastor, it's like they told you about me. Yes. And I'm talking to you. If you have mind, go and react. So we have to train you.
Even in marriage, we still do discipleship. Are you listening? I like that response from Pastor Joy. Even in marriage, we do discipleship. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't be tough as a man. Lion. Lion of the tribe of Judah. You know, some men just like unnecessary things. Unnecessary things. We've been called out of from every tribe. See, let me tell you, the day they wanted to give bride price that she did like this was acting. You should have known already. You marry now, you are expecting them to serve. Igwe, what is wrong with you? They brought food, they kept for your table. You are saying, is that how you keep food for your husband? I know how my mother was keeping food for my father. They will carry towel and cover everywhere. And she will walk majestically and drop it and say, darling, I don't keep food for you. Fictions. Please repent. Is that okay? Repent. And I said it on Sunday, women do not submit to men. It is your wife that submits to you. When you come to church, don't say women are sitting here and men are seated here and they are waiting for men to do what women should do. Who served tables in the book of Acts? Was there any woman there that served tables? They look for men filled with the Spirit. You are not anointed yet very well. You cannot serve tables. I'm out here for men. Are you here in the name of Jesus? So repent. Repent. Many husbands think they don't have problem. You have plenty problem, you two. If you sit down and we check ourselves, do you know it? We have serious problem. You even wonder why your wife has not divorced you. I tell you the truth sometimes if you sit down. Just think about your life. Imagine you were your wife. Think of the way you used to do things. You'd be like, hey, she can't still date with me. Hey, she try. Check yourself once in a while. You just do this coded. You don't need to tell her that, honey, I want to repent. We know we can't do that. Just repent codedly. Let us just observe that you have started changing. I know women do not keep quiet. Hey, you don't they change. Now you be this. My wife always does that to me. Pastor Simon, what happened? I'm like, what is the meaning of that? She will follow me to my room. Tell me, what really happened? I'm like, what's the meaning of that? This is me, normally. What's wrong with you? You don't know me. You don't know me. You have a wrong picture about me. Why not? Father, we give you praise. Thank you for such a beautiful service. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your wisdom. We give all the praise in Jesus' gracious name we worship.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.